there, and welcome to AfterBuzz's Anime Reviews. We're talking about Be the Beginning, the final episodes. This show is crazy, and we're going to talk all about it, and we have a lot of awesome guests. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
See, I got the opening song. Finally.
Yay!
Good job.
Because it's so pretty.
Yeah.
And we've been using the end theme song because I was like, I can't find it right now. And then but it works because the end is the beginning, which they say a few times. What's up? Welcome to AfterBuzz's Anime Reviews. We're talking about the final episode, so 9 through 12 of Be the Beginning. I'm your host, Carrie Lane. I'm joined by my other awesome co-hosts.
Hi, guys. I'm Oliver Jenin.
And hey, guys. I'm Alexis Torres.
And then throwing it to the couch, you know, because a lot sounds cooler than a few guests. But we have awesome guests over on the couch. Why don't you all introduce yourselves, please?
Hi, everybody. My name's Ezra, and I'm the voice director for Be the Beginning.
Hi, I'm Faye Mata, and I voiced Lily in Be the Beginning.
Hi, I am Brianna Knickerbocker, and I voice Yuna.
Yay! Yay! Welcome! We're so glad to have you all here!
We're excited to be here!
Yeah. And since Lily was here, I was trying to do, like, my Lily hair, you know.
I love it. It's perfect. It's kind of, like, freaking me out. Like, am I going to dub
red?
You?
No, right? It's a whole new kind of episode. So we finally got to finish it last week. Alexis went ahead and she had already finished it.
Don't look at me, okay? I'm sorry. I couldn't stop watching.
And she was like, oh, we're going to finish it. So now, Ollie, you and I have finally seen it.
Mm-hmm, we're caught up to it.
I was like, what do you guys
think? And now you can express, too, our thoughts on the end.
No, you have to go first, because I talked about it a little bit.
I think it ends well. Some animes can be a fun ride and have a meh ending. I think this one wraps it up nicely with leading to, hopefully a season two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any info on that yet?
We have no info
okay.
on that
I
one.
Okay, I wish.
I was wondering.
I have no info. I have none.
Okay.
None.
I know, that was a smile.
I just thought if I kept looking at him.
Yeah,
well, maybe.
I changed my answer.
His poker face is all right, we learned from last week. Yeah. But yeah, I thought it was a very exciting, lots of great gore and fight scenes, mm-hmm. so I was happy with how it ends. There's definitely a lot more to unpack, too, because it's mm-hmm. like, hold on, rewind. What was that again? Yep. One more time.
Mm-hmm.
One more time. Okay. So what did you think of the end?
It was very unexpected. I just want one of those little cars that at the end, like, yeah. they were so cute. Like,
it was super
like, oh my
cute.
Gosh, I need one of those. I need to know where Lily got that car. And people came back, like, Yuna's alive? So I know I'm skipping ahead. Skipping ahead. I'm
that's
so sorry.
Nice.
But
yeah.
so,
that's what we're here for.
I'm really confused, and I need to know answers. So
yes.
thank you guys for being here to mm-hmm. answer those questions. So, yeah.
And now you can talk about
well,
how
no,
do you feel.
I was going to say, do you feel, because I know that because I knew ahead of you guys, it was a little bit more clearer for me what was happening. Do you now feel like the story and everything is a little bit less jumbled, like mind in a blender kind of thing?
I think so.
Yeah.
But there's still some motive questions that
well, yeah,
I'm
of course.
Unsure on.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, season two.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't know. It felt like because the fact that 9 through 12 kind of just zoomed for me.
It did.
That I didn't even read. Like, we talked about it last week, but the fact that as soon as I got to the end, I was like, there's no more episodes? You have
right?
to tell me more! So,
yes.
yeah. So it felt, I don't know, it felt like it left me wanting more, but at the same time, I felt like it answered at least some of the questions that I had in the beginning. So.
Yeah. I think it helps fill in the gaps that you're wondering about,
mm-hmm.
and it's nice because it doesn't leave you too confused too long. Now, for the voice actors, when you're going into this kind of project, how much do you get to watch ahead of time? Do you want to watch that much ahead of time?
Well, because this is a Netflix original, mm-hmm. we didn't get to see, like I can't
Any.
Do research on it.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Like some other anime, it already exists. You can look it up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You watch some of it. This one, not at all. So, but it's both like exciting
mm-hmm.
and just. I mean, you get to see it in the studio itself,
yeah.
in, mm-hmm. While we're recording. So you get to see a preview of yourself, and then you go. Ezra and Maki, Phil does in
mm-hmm.
For what's going on in the story generally, but mm-hmm. sometimes you were surprised.
Yeah, and it's so true to your experience as an actor in this role because you don't know what's going on with the other people. So it was just shocking watching it back and seeing everybody else's parts.
Mm-hmm.
There was a scene in what episode was that? Someone was basically killed and lying on the ground, and Lily busts in and she's very concerned, like what's going on? Hey. She starts yelling into the what do you call that? I want to say intercom, but it's not an intercom.
Walkie-talkie?
Sure, walkie-talkie, just like, hey, I need backup and everything. And I actually did not know what happened there, so I was genuinely like, I should feel like I'm really concerned about this guy. So I played it that way. I didn't know that he was actually a... Can I curse?
Well, yeah.
I didn't know he was dick.
Yeah. Yes.
That was the milder
version. Yeah, it works. Yeah.
But they withheld that, but it helped my performance, I think, so... I think some moments like that actually
add to it.
Add
right?
to it, definitely.
Totally. It's interesting because Brianna and Faye are both the female leads in the two different storylines.
Yeah.
So they were never really familiar. Like, Faye doesn't really know what happens to Yuna, and Yuna doesn't even give a crap about what happens to Lily. It's like Lily's not a character.
They're not interacting with each other. So.
They're like on their own plane. So.
Though at the very end, they're like BFFs. They're like, okay, let's go.
I need to know more about that. So season two.
Well, I actually got to, I had the privilege of sitting in on other people's sessions. My mind was blown because all the scenes with Lily, well, except for some, most of the scenes with Lily, it's very happy and positive. And so I sat in on Ray's session.
Yeah.
He voices Keith.
He plays Keith. And I was like, oh my God, this is really dark. People are dying. It's gory. And is this the same show? It was crazy. And yeah, I saw shots of Yuna, and I was like, oh, she's beautiful. She's a character. But yeah, never really interacted.
Yeah, mainly Faye just wanted to sit in the studio and watch other people record so she could eat the snacks in the studio.
That's
that's not a bad motive.
She's a gummy whore. She's a gummy whore.
Gummies.
Gummies are I love gummies, like,
too.
Yeah.
Best candy.
No, for real.
When the show's all done, and all of you can speak on this. Do you go through and watch it in English and in Japanese, or only one? Do you not watch it all the way through?
I'm going to jump in first. I listen to so much of it in Japanese while we're recording it and also with pre-production stuff. Mm. When it's done, the only thing I want to do is listen to it in English.
Makes sense.
From there on out, only and forever English. Mm. It's performances that I love listening to. Mm-hmm. It reminds me of the time together. Mm-hmm. And I'm really proud of their work, so that's all that I want to keep listening to.
Yeah, because I know I always will watch it in English. No disrespect to any of the Japanese voice actors. They're phenomenal. But I just really... I only speak English, so it really resonates with me. And I sometimes have trouble reading subtitles, and I really want to appreciate the art as much as I can. Mm-hmm. So what is your guys' response to kind of like the negativity to the English dub?
Because I know that's versus dub,
which is really frustrating.
Yeah, you guys get a lot of that, I'm sure.
And you guys work
comments.
Super hard.
Yeah,
I don't know. I got really positive.
Just in general.
Yeah.
There's the common debate, you know.
Yeah.
You know what Oliver's asking?
Yeah. Oh, I absolutely. Oh, yeah,
well, brother out.
So first of all, I've always been an anime fan, even before I started voice acting. And so, I mean, even I was on like, subs versus dubs, like definitely subs, like OG for life.
Yeah.
But it's an art form that you get to appreciate. And and when you record in English and you make all these friends that go into the studio as well, you just kind of want to watch what you do, what they do, absolutely. And then you kind of really get into it. And then it also depends on if I'm, you know, multitasking or not, because I like to watch both. That's the answer to your question. I like watching English and Japanese or whatever the original is, just to hear comparisons. And also in the studio, you get to hear the Japanese first. Like I heard Japanese Lily before I got to record, and so did you for Yuna. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's easy to appreciate both at this point for me. Because there's so many takeaways and learns you can get from either language. And I could actually speak forever on this topic
But we always listen to much respect to the Japanese original.
Yes.
If we didn't hear that, we always play a little bit of the Japanese to hear and try and capture what that original performance is, because that's all of us involved in the process. It's all about respecting the original art form and doing the best that we can to come closest to it, even though it's not an exact match. It never is.
Yeah.
That's why subs are great. You get to hear the original performance and you get to read what you don't understand if you don't understand
Though
Japanese.
Those aren't always perfect either. Because you'll be like, you read it, and you're like, did someone not proofread this? But Brandon, you didn't really get a chime in yet. So.
on which part? Oh, I watched the dub for Be the Beginning, and I love Japanese, and I love English. So it just depends, like, if there's a dub out of the anime. I go back and forth depending on the anime.
And this show is very, there's a lot that happens that I think if you have to be paying attention to read it, because there's so much exposition that you, break it down. Favorite moments from the end, and then for the actors as well, favorite scenes throughout, as well as the director. Anything that jumps out?
In just these episodes?
The season as a whole?
Whatever pops your mind first.
There's so many.
I just like real quick, like I can't stop thinking about Kyla, you know, typing. I brought it up last
week. I love Kyla.
Kyla. She's my favorite. And I, every time she came up on screen, I was like, Kyla! So I want more Kyla in season two. It's my only request.
Allegra Clark would too.
She's so badass. Like, And sassy.
Because I was going to say my favorite scene was when she was, when we were dealing with the party, and she was just kind of going at it, and she had the screens on the side and watching her feet. Like, it was just, I had to rewatch it just because I was watching the animation more than I was actually reading what was going on. And it was just, it was flawless. I was just like, I'm watching a person work. It's awesome.
You know, that's a badass scene because the hacker on the other side is like, who is this guy? And it's like,
And I think that was my favorite line. My favorite lines, too, of just like, oh, this guy is like a professional. I'm like, suck it. So, it was really, really cool.
She hacks with a pedal. How do you even do that?
Right?
It's possible.
And then favorite scene that either the end episodes or throughout.
I like there's two scenes. One we talked a little bit about last time, which was when Boris busts in and he thinks that Keith and Lily are having encounter. It's probably one of the funnier moments in it. But I also like that whole, the whole energy of the apartment scene, her bothering him, him trying to be domestic, and Boris being like, what's going on? The other scene that I like is the antithesis of that, which is probably one of the darker moments in the scene, in the series, and that is when Keith has to rescue Lily when she's in a pile of corpses. And that is the darkest, I think, the show kind of gets. And poor Lily is so badly abused and dumped in a bottle, in just a warehouse of bodies, corpses. It's gross.
Actually, that's funny, side note, because you mentioned that scene. Lily doesn't talk in any of that, right? So in the sessions, we skipped over that to, like, I don't know, the end where it's the part with the car. I'm like, oh, it's Yuna and Goku. And so I was like, what even happened? And Ezra and Maki just looked at me like, something horrible happened. Something awful.
And we said, you'll find out. You'll,
Find out when it comes out. And I was like, no.
Oh,
wow. Anyway, do you want to go first?
Episode 6 was, like, probably my favorite part with fighting Koku.
We love that fight scene.
And after that, just kind of emotionally breaking down and accusing him of, you know, killing all my friends and everything. I was, like, really panicky, and my heart was racing, and I was really crying in the booth. I gave that everything.
It's awesome.
You did
my favorite moment. Oh, thank you.
I want more Yuna fighting, for sure.
That was my only complaint. I want to see more of her kicking ass.
Ezra, you're saying poor Lily. I was like, poor Yuna, constantly. She is stabbed. She is beaten. I mean, Lily has an obviously horrible part that she has to endure, but Yuna, it's a little, it's consistent.
She's like torture the whole time. That's why I love the ending of the show. Just that little glimpse when Lily is driving, and then you see Koku and Yuna going through the window, and they're in normal clothing, and they're smiling, and they're walking together. I literally paused on that screen, and I took a screen grab. I was like, all the torture was worth it. I'm happy. I get to be with Koku now. I don't get to be tortured anymore. Just relief.
Yeah, those last four episodes were so stressful.
I have this little Voltron lion plushie on my desk when I'm watching, and I was just gripping onto it the entire time. I was like, "What's gonna happen?" It was insane.
Well, I was speaking of what goes down. It's like, let's break down some of what is happening. oh my goodness, the fight with the twin at the beginning was, and done.
Yeah, it was so quick.
I was like, that's it.
Coco was mad. Like, yeah. Don't mess with him. Don't go shooting
at him. I can handle
him.
This myself.
Like, that twin just didn't stand a
chance. No, she had no yeah. chances at all.
Yes. Then we jump over to Eric and Keith's little interrogation, which was kind of fun to see Eric blow up and like get all angry. How is that directing that scene? Because it's like he's more reserved, and even at the end, I'm sorry.
Yeah. My bad. It was fun for Jalen, who voices Eric, because Jalen also was the adapter for the whole series. So he wrote all of the scripts.
He's so
very, very talented.
That's cool.
And he's contained as Eric almost the whole time. And then we have this one scene, and he was ready to blow. I mean, he was ready to do it. He's like, bring it. He knew what to expect because he already wrote the scene. So that was a super fun day for him. He came out all sweaty. And
you know. Yeah, I would think so. And then we kind of get the, when you were saying with Kayla, I love when we get the assembly of the team. It's like, everybody's come together, which was so fun. And then we get revealed that, yes, it's the creepy doctor that did it. Which,
called it!
Yeah. You're like, yeah. Like, and that he has multiple personality disorder, essentially, too, from all the weird, crazy stuff he's done.
Talking to Erica.
Yeah. Well, she never really talks back that much, so.
From what we know.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
We didn't get to see that part.
Where's her voice actor? Yeah.
Fun fact, I voiced the few scenes, like the flashbacks of Erica.
Oh, awesome.
Very cool. Then she also sounds like Lily.
Yeah. That's true.
But you listen to techno. I like the little dance in the car.
Yeah.
That was so creepy. Like, her getting in the car
for me.
Me too.
I was like, no.
Well, going through the car wash. Yeah. I was like, what's going
no,
on?
I thought the switch. I was like, done.
Different
she's
car.
Stolen. She's put in the trunk somewhere. Yeah. It's awful.
Yeah, yes. But that Kamui body switch when he's like, comes out. Yes. Right? When they make their way and then they blow up the whole mansion. Oh. But he's like, it's so creepy.
It's like, what's up, guys?
My heart.
Yeah.
And then Boris and Mario, right? They're done for. And then, like,
I think we talked about that, right? They were like, nobody actually really died.
We thought they did.
Well, but, like, they did.
The
yeah.
promising ones all do.
Yes, pretty much. Yes.
It's like, and no. Which, speaking of that, then we have the other twin who's like, you suck, Bazooki. Like, you've killed you've gotten everybody dead. And it's like, and choked to death. That I was a little surprised. Like, oh, okay.
Now he's unstable. I was waiting for it. Just Darth Vadering it up.
Yes.
You know?
Then we have the. Oh yeah,
that's a term.
Darth Vader.
Y'all understood you.
Yeah. Is what I was trying to say. Just take my card now. It's fine.
So at the end of this, we have Lily the naked on the operating table. Do we get? I mean, we get into the motive. So let's talk about that, of the full motive of why Gilbert killed her. Because he said she was in love with somebody she wasn't supposed to be. Was she in love with Keith? Okay, so Gilbert kills Erica.
Yeah.
I was curious on his motive, and I'd love everybody to chime in, because he says later to Keith, it's like, she was in love with someone she wasn't supposed to be, and then they point out she's adopted. I'm like, well, that is a Japanese thing in some of the stories, that, like, brother-sister love, and someone she shouldn't be. And I'm like, well, if he really likes her, anybody is against him in terms of, like, she's in love with anybody who's the wrong person if it's not him.
That's
but I was
right.
like, is it Keith?
No, we never really researched if it was Keith.
Okay.
If they had an inappropriate sibling relationship. Even though there was...
Well, she could have liked him and not reciprocated.
Right, right. I think you're onto it more, where she was not giving Gilbert the kind of attention that he wanted, and he was a crazy, insane, jealous person.
Yeah.
So, so he had to kill her.
Yeah.
Because if she can't, you know, if you can't love me, you can't love another.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. I think it's totally open to interpretation.
I don't know. You made a face. I was like,
because I wondered the same thing, but I still don't know.
Because that was the thing in Sword Art that some people didn't like. Because they were like,
Because it was
awkward.
It's an interesting like trope because in Japan they find it as charming as like a princess loving a pauper.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's not weird. It's just like it's wrong, but it's okay.
It's taboo.
Yeah. But they're also, she's adopted, so it's a little more okay.
Yeah.
Because they're not genetically, but it was still like, did either of you wonder that or have thoughts on it? Why?
I was half and half. Okay. I definitely was thinking that it might have been Keith just to put a face to why he felt that way, but it was more along the lines of just the fact that he probably thought that she was perfect, found out that she was with somebody that immediately made her imperfect and was like, you need to die because you can't be imperfect in my world.
She could definitely like love Keith, but Keith, you know, like you said, not reciprocating. Yeah. Maybe that's why he gets nervous around Lily because he gets reminded by that. But maybe... maybe her loving Keith is too predictable. So
I don't know.
There's something I'm not seeing.
It's one of those. It's not spelled out either way. So I feel it's like could be a little more interpretation.
A lot of those. Actually,
I think you were saying less perfect. Made me think of the creepiest visual when he's running his feet over a naked body.
I thought of that.
That was so like, so subtle, but it was so like, just made your skin crawl.
Yeah.
Then we're now on to episode 10. When we get we find out about the ship, the Moby Dick, and it's up in outer space, essentially, kind of. It's up really high up there. I'm like, yeah, cool. I do like that we get that flashback of Keith and Koku planning. And we get the rundown of like, all right, you're going to go do this fly thing in the wind. Okay, cool. Yeah, this is totally how they talk in the show.
That's exactly how it went.
Exactly, right? So we have a brand new dub, guys. I didn't know.
A little more specific, right? Yeah. Jump at the right time, catch the right wind.
Exactly. Yeah.
You got this.
And then we do find out that Yuna's back, and she's like, Koku's going to come get me.
Yep.
That was a cool moment because she's in the tub and she has that naked moment where she's like feeling her scars and she's seeing like, oh, I'm alive. And she gets up and she's getting dressed and freaking Minotsky is right there watching her get dressed. And then like she's just, you know, keep your cool. And then he says something and she's like, well, it's not going to be you. And that's when that violence starts and the breakdown. It's really creepy. Yeah. Just like it's kind of hard to watch almost.
Definitely.
For both your characters, for both of your characters, in watching them go through trauma, and it is your voice, is that difficult to watch?
Very much so. Yeah, we did a live tweet thing up until episode 6, and I was having a hard time watching it.
Yeah, of course, it makes absolute sense because it's almost like you're watching yourself go through this trauma.
It was
weird.
Attached.
Yeah.
Out of body experience. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. We also had a very personal experience just working on the show as a cast, as a crew and production. We all got really close with each other and we knew we were going to be doing difficult material and gone through it all. But we all were really like, I'm going to use the word intimate, but it's not in the way that you're thinking. But we were really very close with each other, right? Wouldn't you say so?
We all went through it together.
We all went through it together like that,
I do have a dirty mind, but I didn't go there with you.
Until you said that.
I know, I'm like, well, now that you know.
But I like that.
I didn't know until I got to actually watch it. What happened to Lily.
Yeah, but I like that, especially because when you have such a dark anime, you know, you guys have to go through these kind of, not insecurities, but being vulnerable. You know, even though you're not actually going through it, you have to be in that mindset. So after, if you're like, okay, guys, I really need a hug. You know, somebody give me a cuddle fest or something like that. Yeah. Like, after, that I think that's really cool. And you can tell... from even just hearing it from the voice acting, how close everyone is, too. I love
there were
that.
A lot of hugs, We didn't do a cuddle fest. No. But we did. We could have, but we never did. Yeah. But there are always hugs at the end of every session.
You play a lot of kind of tragic characters,
I
don't
do. I brought them into my life for some
She's
reason.
She's so good at it.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You got a knack for it, apparently.
Yeah, just torture. I'm very torturable.
Yeah, that's it.
Apparently.
I'm just keeping my thoughts to myself.
She's torturable, but Yuna's very relentless and she's very strong despite the abuse. Like she was going to endure it no matter what because she believed Koku was going to come save her. So that's very commendable and that's why I really liked Yuna's character.
Yeah. How much did we like the reveal that the operation room was in that building? When they're
that
like,
was kind of crazy.
It's right
that was
here.
Insane.
The use of color where they had Keith following the docs, where he could be, that was visually so cool. Mm-hmm. A different way to change it up in the show that we hadn't seen yet. Yeah. I was like, and they're like, it's right here. It's
Are you talking about when Keith is puzzling? Like, no, that couldn't have happened. And then he's rewinds it. He drove the body in, and he's like, no. Yeah.
It's like
that's
the green, and then he's like in a light yellow.
I love it.
It's so cool.
So good.
It's so good.
Because it's like expanded upon the other great visuals this show has, too, of like the
written
word. Well,
that's
the thing I was going to say when we're talking subs and dubs. Yeah. Like, to watch this show with the subtitle, you're like reading, but then you're like, oh no, there's graphics I have to read.
Yeah.
Takes you everywhere.
That's true.
Though when Keith is writing stuff for Koku, it's English writing on the wall. I was like, hey, wait a minute. Yeah. And that wasn't, because normally they'll put like a translation next to it, but I'm like, he wrote in English.
Yep.
But there's fun moments like that where you're like, yes. And then, yeah, we have the super body room and the floor, which that was a cool visual, even though it's like dark.
Yeah.
And yeah, pulling out of the bodies.
I had to fast forward because I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah. Some of these things, too dark. I wonder if, you know, like production IG and Netflix was in one room, like, having a meeting about, like, designing what these would look like.
Yeah.
And just how ridiculous those could be.
Sure.
Because it's like a masterpiece.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
I think there was a certain phase when Netflix said, you know exactly what you're doing. We're not going to interfere.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
You bring us what you want. We will stay out of it. We'll be happy to see what we get. Nice. Because it's a piece of art. It's a masterpiece.
Yeah, it really is.
Then we get the beginning reveal, which we find out later that Minotsky is called by Gilbert and turns him, is like, nope, I'm not going to do what you're telling me to do. And then I'm like, wait, are there two of them? Sort of. Yes.
Everything has a parallel of their version, right?
Yeah.
So we have the Gilbert and then we have the Laika types of characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have the Yuna and we have like the Lily and the Koku and the Keith and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I meant like literally too, because Minotsky, we find out that technically there's two of them, because the one with glasses and the one without, because you're his phantom. And were you shocked when that was the reveal of like that the Minotsky we had been following is a Reggie and he's just essentially a copy for the one who's like hanging back?
I mean, I was kind of waiting for it because they put so much emphasis on the Reggies in the flashback episode. So I was like, could there be a copy? And I just didn't really think about it until the reveal happened. And I was like, oh, I forgot. I should have wrote that down and remembered that for later. Yeah.
I'm just very gullible and it went over my head. So I was like, what? No way.
I'm the same way.
Like, I was like, no, what? Minotsky? Like, I was just really blown away and I was like,
Did not see
that coming.
Yeah. I'm with you. I didn't see it coming, but I noticed they were calling two people the same name. And I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah. And then I'm like, is he just mistaken? I'm like, oh, no, because there's two of them, technically. Then we get that great, like, kind of essentially emotional breakdown with Gilbert at the end. And then he snaps back into, like, different mode, which leads us then to episode 11, which I'm like, we'll wrap last crazy bits that happened too. I love that Lily's moment where she takes her scrubs off in the hospital and Bran's there and he's like,
get out of here, Bran.
She doesn't care. She's like, wear my clothes. I gotta go.
Ah, what are you doing?
It's important things to
yeah. Are scenes like that fun where it's like, it's kind of absurdly comedic?
Absolutely. I love playing comedy.
Yeah.
Nice. She has so many of those funny moments in the show. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love the scene with the food.
Oh, so nice.
Because that's just me.
I love that.
You're like, and break it down. Were you eating red beans much? Well, red bean buns while filming much, anybody?
She had to get into character.
Yeah. just,
you're like, where was our delivery?
I was eating a lot of Japanese snacks.
We had those gummies with the sweet red bean paste.
Okay.
So we did have those.
Yeah,
that counts.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was interesting when Koku's going up to the Moby Dick ship. I'm like, why aren't you in super mode? Because he's like regular skin, and I'm like, you're going into like bad.
He doesn't
not normal human stuff. You need to like
turn blue.
Turn the powers on, dude.
I think it was more along the lines of he was just thinking to get there as fast as he can, and he just didn't think to go
faster.
In the hole. I mean, I would assume so.
Yeah.
But I don't think that was what it was. I think he was emotionally there. Not
maybe he was kind of in stealth
there.
Mode, just like you know. Like,
Sure.
He has to wait to power up. He can't just put it all
That's
out
true.
There, you know?
Can't use it all up. And then we get that cool transformation where Yuna gets white hair. Were you excited? Oh. Then it kind of matches, right?
Yeah, it was kind of weird. It's weird.
I thought it was cool.
I thought it was cool, too.
I like the pink hair better.
But. Yeah, the pink hair is great. Yeah. Have you ever cosplayed any of your characters?
Oh,
any of you?
Yes.
Well, I just got... Sorry.
Yes?
No, and which ahead. Ones have you cosplayed of your own?
I did Lulu from League of Legends.
Sweet.
And I haven't seen. I need pictures.
And Priscilla from ReZero.
Cool.
You already did that?
Well, I made a video, and I wore the costume and everything, and I'm going to actually bring it to a con this year.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
And I got Rem, so I'm going to cosplay as Rem from ReZero, and Yuna.
Cool.
Sweet.
Nice. You look just like Yuna.
I keep hearing that from people. Are like, you look like Yuna. I'm you like, do look, I? Yeah. I look like
her. And I want to do Lily.
Yes. What were you talking about? Do it together. There you go.
Yeah, have to.
Group both. Cosplay.
I'm so excited.
And then we get the, what else we have? Oh, so then the end, we go back to essentially the excavation site. Where it was interesting that the color black is a mix of all the colors, because I'm like, oh, he has all the pieces of everybody. And then, yeah, then they learn that the like monologue, like his only purpose was to be parts for Koku, and it's like, yeah, I think that would make me upset. And that's when I was like, poor Yuna, when she gets stabbed of like that last little bit,
kills me.
Yeah, you're like, no. All right, and then episode 12. Finally, we're at the end. This crazy journey. We have the, that they infer that Minotsky is essentially, like, the incubator for, like, a vaccine and treatment to stabilize Reggie's. That was interesting. Like, the doc's like, so what if it was this? I'm like, wait, is that actually a rhetorical question or a fact?
Question mark?
Yeah, question mark, right? And then interesting, too, that, like, they break down that it's that the country doesn't need gods or medicines, but pretty much the fear of Reggie's to keep people in check. And you're just like, oh, this is just kind of creepy.
It's creepy.
And who thinks Keith should, right away when Keith has his gun on Gilbert, when he pulls out the gun, who is like, hurry up and shoot him?
Yeah, but that's his battle.
wait.
But that's what his struggle is.
Yeah. But it's that thing. Oh, I mean, I'll chime in on my thoughts on this. It's one of those constantly in anything where, I mean, like, obviously in real world this would be very different, but in so many shows and movies you have this evil villain who's obviously killed lots and lots of people, and they're going to keep killing lots and lots of people, and guess what, you put them in jail, they're going to break out or something, and then they'll just kill more people, so you probably should just get rid of them.
But it's kind of it's that same dilemma in Seven, like at the end of Seven, where it's now, you know, it's are you going to murder me? I'm the murderer, you have to murder me, but then I win if you murder me.
But then you're not killing anyone.
Let you win. Yeah. Let you win. It's that ultimate dilemma.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, he should have shot him
right away. Come on. There you
go. Of course.
Yeah. And he's standing so close. Person. He could have grabbed the gun.
But Lily has to come running in. Down
the I was waiting for her to get shot, though.
That was that moment where I was like, if Lily gets shot, I swear, I'm going to flip the table. Everything. I'm going to be so upset. I'm going to text Ezra. I'm going to be like, why did you do this? I was kidding.
Part of me thought that Lily was going to run in and be the one to kill him instead of...
That could have been cool.
That would have been very interesting.
Or I would want the moment she runs in, gets shot, and gets killed, and be like, hold you.
Because then you wouldn't get the satisfaction of Keith killing him too.
Yeah. No, that's true. You guys didn't get a chime in of like, would you enough of should Keith have done that right away, or does that mean Gilbert wins?
It reminded me of just like Yu-Gi-Oh! When it's like, just play the damn card! Quit talking! Shoot him! No, but I guess he kind of needed closure in a sense to just kind of have that moment of just going back and forth, and you know, so I mean, but that's anime for you. Like, I did want him to suffer more, though.
Yeah,
just a bit.
I'm not evil, though. I'm not sadistic, but...
Are you sure?
He deserved it. Yeah. He deserved it.
No, I'm on the same boat. I was in the middle where it was kind of like, I feel like Keith will win. Not Keith.
Gilbert.
Gilbert will win if you kill him, but at the same time, I can't have this guy running around anymore. Yeah. Like, it was just too much.
Dang.
It was
I really want... Sorry.
No, go ahead.
Now I just really want... I wish Lily did.
Just cut out the middle man. She got it. That was rough. I had a hard time because I was sitting there like waiting for it, but then it wasn't happening, and I was like, I don't know how to feel.
Right? Yeah. Now.
That's the moral challenge.
Yeah. It was really cool.
Well, then we get the crazy parallel fight at the same time, too, of Minotsky and Koku. And Koku gets his ass whooped that you're like, it's over. I was like, no. Please no. But switch to the no, I'm not alone. I got all the people with me. And that decapitation.
That was such a cool scene. I felt really bad because I was watching it at work. All of a sudden you see me go, yeah! And my boss is just like, Alexis. I was like, sorry.
Dead silent.
It was quiet. It was completely quiet. Like, you can hear a fly fart. It was so quiet. But, like, it was ridiculous because my boss knows that I watch anime at work. Yeah. So he'll be like, what's happening? You know? When I did that, he was just like, did someone die? What's going on? And I was like, I'm sorry. I'll be quieter. But, yeah, that moment was so... satisfying.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
it is.
So cool. You look like you're ready to say something.
Oh, no, I just agree. It was just like this moment because you really almost believed Koku was goner. Goner. Like, why would we even believe that? Like, I don't know. Just a show that would make you believe that. That's brilliant to me.
Yeah.
It was really tense.
Yeah. So tense. I forgot to breathe at one point. I was just kind of holding my breath and then I was like, oh, thank God.
So we clearly yell at the TV while we watch. Do so you much, guys sorry. Yell at the TV while you're watching?
I jump up. I'll jump up and be like, no! Yeah, I get very involved.
Me too. So yeah, then the end is we have the 3 months later, public reacted to the news about this, but then they all forgot, which is kind of like real life too, of like, freak out and then kind of forget.
Yeah.
Koku and Yuna are okay because you get the scene of like the footsteps and the blood and you're like, but if he gets away from it, he can heal, but I wonder how he could heal her. We don't really get that answer.
Season two.
Yeah, right? Or if she has abilities at all or together.
I know, don't you want to know?
Right. And then we have the post credits. Kurosame is alive.
Oh. Yes. And he wants his arm back.
Yes, he's like, I want that back. And then that's what you get when you send a Reggie.
That's right.
So that leaves us on our cliffhanger.
Yes.
Any other comments on the end of the show, the whole show in general, from anybody, or the process for all of you? Anybody?
If we don't get a season two, I'm right.
Me too. Yes. I'm in it. Let's do it.
You can't leave me on this cliffhanger. No. I need to know what happens.
Yeah, the number one response has been that they're ready for a season two. Just on Twitter, people are like, season two. And it feels like we have a complete story with season one.
Oh, yes.
And we have enough information to be excited about season two. But we also know that we're stepping into probably a brand new mystery that we'll have to solve, but finding out more pieces of these characters that we love.
I love your character.
I love.
So it's really exciting.
Also, there was that whole prophecy thing.
I want it to be like a buddy cop episode with Lily. And then just Yuna and Lily.
Oh, that would be so cute.
Let's talk about that prophecy for a second. Alexa,
I was just like, I felt like we talked about it, and then we didn't really revisit it. It just kind of was like, it's a here. Yeah. We'll talk about it eventually. No. And then, so I want to, hopefully we get to know more of that in season two. But I want to know more about the lore of that, because I felt like we just got enough. But
just a taste.
Yeah.
Well, we unfortunately are at the end of our time, but if you guys are watching this, listening to this, or go to YouTube, you can comment on your thoughts and theories on the prophecy, any of the stuff that goes down in this really cool and crazy show.
Yeah.
Gilbert's motivations. Mm. Is he just crazy dude, or is there more going on there? Because I was like, that's too easy if he's just pure crazy, but no bad guy thinks they're the villain, so you know. Thank you so much for joining us. It's fun to talk about this show with all of you.
Oliver and Alexis,
let people know where they can find you all online if they want to keep following you and learn more.
Yes, you can follow me on Twitter at warmupguy or my name Ezra Weiss on Instagram.
You can find me on Twitter at Princess Aura, A-U-R-A.
You can find me on Twitter at Brianna Noel K.
You guys can find me all over social media at atorres890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890.
Hey guys, I'm Oliver Jen. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer.
And my name is Carrie Lane. You can follow me online at Carrie D Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And make sure to follow this show's Twitter because we will announce what anime we'll be covering next. It's ABTV Anime, so After Buzz TV Anime. Thank you so much for watching. It's been such a pleasure covering Be the Beginning, so stay tuned for what anime we're going to cover next. See y'all next time.
Yay! From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.